preview.
Our Betters is the best hot dog place on the planet.
I was just there. It was packed.
Look at that. There it is. Does that remind you where you
were? That's what it looks like. And it's just the mix of people.
Was that same fat lady?
The beautiful women. No, it was full of beautiful women, moms with kids, workers.
Cops.
Cops, first responders, dates. It is so crazy.
Our Betters is killing it. Weenie Wednesday, episode 83.
It was great to be there. And I want to start with, we're both aggravated about last night.
Oh, doesn't get
any worse. Then we walk in and Dean Ice is walking around with these killer presents.
Well, let's open them up.
So we're opening up for the first time.
No one knows.
Marlins.
Look at that. Wrapping paper that everybody should have.
By the way, you should have looked up where we are in the have we dropped to like.
No, we're right around 69, dude. Let's see what's in the
team 69.
That's gonna be the. That's gonna
get
be
out of here, D Nice.
Let's see what we
oh
got.
Oh my god,
these are baller, bro. Look at that,
D Nice. Oh my gosh, that is so.
I'm never gonna piss off another Save the Turtles person.
That is so pretty.
This is awesome. Thank you.
Cannot get over this.
Someone that. Has worked or kind of works for us, made them.
Look, Miller.
Look, gifts from Denise.
Look, Grandpa Miller.
This is real deal. This isn't like the David Singer show. They don't have any. I think he's got a rubber chicken he brings on every
day. Grandpa Miller doesn't drink out of.
No other show
Grandpa
has this.
Grandpa Miller doesn't drink out of this. He tries. Grandpa.
Artsy Fartsy Mommy, who's on Etsy.
Okay.
Artsy Fartsy Mommy.
On Etsy.
They're gorgeous. These are
killer.
Gorgeous.
Thanks, Denise.
Yeah, Grandpa Miller. I'm glad you didn't give one to Grandpa Miller. He tries to maximize his carbon footprint.
Yeah. So here it is. Here's their card. Yeah, hand wash only, not dishwasher safe, not microwave safe, do not soak, do not scrub design, avoid extreme heat.
Oh, my God. I love it.
Very good. And look at the wrapping paper, dude.
Denise, that needs to be
everybody's Christmas wrapping.
Tommy, what Brent and I want to know is why we're hanging out back there.
Well, the show's already on right now. So,
is it on?
Yeah, we've been going for like 5 minutes.
Is it?
Yeah. So let's do this. It is Weenie Wednesday, so let's go ahead.
We have lots of weenies to give out.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying a chili dog. Sabret chili dog.
There's no better, dude, except the mock. Mustard, onion, chili. I'm going to drink out of this right now. I got some water here. All right, so.
We're putting off talking about.
There were so many weenies. You know what? While we're stuffing our faces and filling our vials, why don't you play the video, and we'll come back and talk about the douchebags from last night. All right, Denise. Policies around here to accept.
We're back.
All right. I'm going to have another bite. So you want to say something?
I stayed up last night and watched walk-off homer. I was watching the player. I for some reason, my TV's been picking up the St. Louis broadcast.
Yeah.
So it almost like is doubly
aggravating. Is that because it's one of those illegal cable deals? You got your neighbor's cable. There's like a bunch of power lines over the power lines.
I have a Fire Stick from the Fire Stick guy. I highly recommend it to anybody.
Very
but
good.
Yeah,
thanks, Jeff Bezos.
On my Fire Stick, I don't know how it works. You choose home or away, and I don't know why it's mixed up. There's no like it's not adding up. So I'm getting the.
But at
I'm
least getting, you're getting it.
Well, I get the St. Louis broadcast, which is fun because you see all the local St. Louis broadcasts. You know, I mean St. Louis commercials. But to see their joy, like you see their season turning around. You see,
dude, they won two games in a row. They lost 13 of the last 14.
Pulling out like freaking impossible victories. And it's just like at our expense. Like it's like what is it? The snatching defeat from the jaws of victory.
Yeah.
That's how yesterday felt to me.
Yeah. Tough game. Trevor Rogers pissed a gem. He did have that one error, but that really wasn't the reason we lost.
Yeah.
And what goes back to that Christina DiNicola article. I mean, not really paying attention on the base paths. Bats not warming up. I mean, I wanted to really cheer. Like, everybody's talking about, oh, Jesus Sanchez. Can't wait for him to get here. I don't know how many people I've seen, whether it be at the Tavern or the American Legion. When's Jesus Sanchez going to play? I'll tell you, maybe never, bro. Because that guy went out there 0 for 4, couple strikeouts, left 5 stranded. Not a good start. Not a good start for him. I will give him like a secondary weenie because it was his first game. So you got to probably have some jitters. You know, but I would have at least like got one hit.
Did you see
Isan Diaz, Jesus Sanchez? who else are we throwing under the bus? Jazz Chisholm.
And a song because of the play at first.
Mm-hmm. On top of that,
I wish I could.
Jimmy Garcia, the first guy at the bottom of the ninth. You know this guy's trying to jack one out, dude. Don't throw him a meatball. Straight meatball. Boom. And it was over.
Yeah.
We didn't even get to come back for a 10th inning. So other guys seemed decent. Bender was good.
I thought Bender.
Blyer was good. But I mean, I had confidence when I saw Yimmy coming out. I'm like, yep, we got this. All we need is one, you know, one little rally with a couple hits, and we're going to score, and it's going to be over. But just as soon as I thought that, boom, and it was over. I had to turn it off because I can't watch the post game after a you know, devastating loss like that.
I turn it off too. I mean, I just do it in general. But yeah, it was a rough loss. That's all there's to it. The walk-offs are never fun.
Yeah, so we didn't actually assign a weenie, wiener.
Too many.
Yeah, there were too many. There's like a four-way tie for douche of the game.
Blyer, I thought Blyer pitched well. I like how he pitches. He's just a tough pitcher to face. He's just going to figure out a way. Like,
yeah. He reminds me a little bit of Kyle Hendricks, the way his precision, how he places. You know, he knows that he's done his homework. He knows what these guys like. He knows where they strike out, and he finds a way to place the ball in those precarious positions.
It's interesting because it's like, you know, once you get to know the pitchers, you know that you know when they miss the spots.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know any of these guys enough yet.
Yeah.
Maybe Sandy, you start seeing, like, you can tell just because he paints the corner so much that when he gets one down the middle.
Yeah.
There were some bad calls last night with the umping again. I thought that was, you know, interesting. We just talked about that.
Yeah.
There was a few
seriously questionable calls.
I mean, they weren't terrible, but it's just like, again, they're not consistent. Like, if you're going to give that, you know, there was a couple ones that were, you know, they were just outside. They're clearly outside, you know, barely.
Mm-hmm.
And he's calling that a strike, but he's not always calling it a strike. So I don't know what.
Yeah. I mean, you or I wouldn't mind as long as I know that that's going to be a strike every time. Then I know I'm going to take a whack at it.
Yeah.
Man. I don't want to get swept by these guys. And tonight, we got Sandy, but we got to get the bats warmed up because, look, one or two guys hitting, you know, and is nice, but you got to get four or five of those guys because there's always going to be some slump going on, whether it be, you know, your top guy or whether it be one of these guys that's batting 7, 8, 9. It doesn't seem like we can have a night where everybody's on the same page. Which sucks, you know, and now fortunately we got a break tomorrow, day off tomorrow, and then right into the gauntlet in Wrigley Field.
Yeah.
And that's not going to be easy. And if you think the fans are loud in St. Louis, boys, just wait till you get to the north side of Chicago and see what that's all about, because that's no joke. And those fans are probably the most, you know, I listened to these guys on the broadcast yesterday talking about all the most knowledgeable fans, blah, blah, blah. Garbage. Complete garbage. The most knowledgeable fans I've ever been around are the ones in that show up at Wrigley. Actually, not even that show up at Wrigley, that show up at Murphy's Bleachers, the bar right across the street. So they don't have to buy a ticket. They get to hear all the sounds, maybe catch a home run ball that flies out of there, and, you know, have all the drink specials cheaper than going into the ballpark. So, yeah, I love that place. Miss it. Miss it a lot. But, yeah, man, we got to – this road trip, I don't want it to be another one like last time. I mean, where we come back wounded, limp in, and then, you know, have to put together something against a tough team at home, which is when we get Toronto, dude, they've been beating up on the Sox. They've been beating up on the Yankees, and they're for real. I wouldn't those guys are not a joke, Toronto.
It's funny. I was thinking about the Marlins with this coming up. I remember, you know, as a young attorney working at big law firms, and I remember walking into a guy's office and the partner looking at me and saying, "Winker, I haven't had my mic over here.
No, I think it's probably
okay. Winker, we got nothing to look forward to."
That's it.
Like, it's just nothing but a beating.
Yeah.
For the foreseeable future, our lives are going to suck. And that's pretty much what the Marlins are looking at right now.
Yeah, because look at the freaking lineup of teams that we've got. And look, plus, we got the Mets, the Phillies.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's, no, it doesn't
brutal. End.
No, in the dog days of summer.
Yeah.
You're worn out.
Yeah. I do still believe that we're going to at least have a couple guys that make the All-Star team. I think Jesus. Guys hey, can you get out of here? This is an actual show.
David Singer.
Bye.
In the house.
Hey. Watching. Hey, Steve Cody's representing you on this defamation suit.
No hot dogs?
Not for you, buddy. Maybe in a minute. See, this is just random jagoffs coming in. Is it that the future ex-mayor of Palmetto Bay or Perrine? He's running for city council, Perrine. Anyway, man, that's disruptive, that kind of stuff. That guy thinks he owns his joint.
Yep.
I'm glad he doesn't have a show that I have to watch.
He claims he has the most watched television.
This is garbage, dude. That guy, yeah, he's not even ranked. He doesn't even have an actual podcast platform. He's just running off the coattails of the Miller brothers.
The Miller brothers.
and our steam that he's riding on. Yeah, we can never do a show before him because I don't want to make any of our viewers have to endure that nonsense.
What is it? You know, usually says like, "Stay tuned for the great program." It's like,
no, I'm not going to say
that. No, it's just the opposite.
I can say that about
Tony
Bosch.
Please be sure to turn off your computer.
As soon as you finish listening, watching this, definitely turn off your computer, phone, everything. Yeah, put it on. Do not disturb.
Do not disturb.
Apparently, anybody can walk in this. I need a lock on that. This is not a secure environment at all. Marlins are playing right now. Let's get an update because we were hoping to start the show a little bit early. Because
so we could put it
I
on.
Wanted to get down there to the tavern to watch the game. However, we got it right here. Nothing, top of the third.
Wow, it's top of the third already?
Yep.
All right, we'll turn it on.
So that means a lot of pitching. So, everybody tune in on DirecTV.
Tune in. Stop watching us. Tune in. D-Nice, thank you.
Let's talk. What's the lady's name again? Artsy Fartsy.
Artsy Fartsy Mommy.
Yeah, there you go. Artsy Fartsy Mommy.
Angie, thank you.
On Etsy, definitely order your gifts and anything you want for your office or...
Can we get t-shirts from her?
If you have a podcast or anything like that, this might be something you want. I'll tell you what I'm going to put in here after I leave. Tito's.
full of vodka.
Tito's and ice.
Full of vodka.
All right, so here we go.
All right.
We got to flip the M tonight because look, otherwise it's a sweep, and I'm not digging that. All right, Denise, you're amazing.
Thanks, D-Nice.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Dave Arbetter. Preview.